Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
I have a question. Do you like to cook at home, Elsie?
Yeah, sometimes cooking at home is fun.
Okay, well, what do you like best about cooking at home?
I can make sure the food is clean, 干净, and it also saves me a lot of money.
That makes sense. What is something you don't like about cooking at home?
不喜欢在家煮饭的原因啊 I need to clean the kitchen after I cook. What about you, Erin?
I don't like that either. Sometimes I choose not to cook at home because I don't have a lot of time. Now, I sometimes have a problem as well, another problem. I buy too much food to eat in one night, but I might not have time to cook the next day. So the extra food goes bad and I throw it out.
You are right. That's a big problem too, right? 吃不完的食物到底要怎么处理呢? But do we have to throw it away?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I see the date on the food and I think it's bad after that date, right? But here's an interesting thing. This is not always true.
Really?
And today's article talks about this problem, so stay with us to find out what it is.
Is it time to throw out that food? Maybe not.
Studies show people in the U.S. throw out 40% of their food.That's because food expiration date labels confuse people. They also waste $1,500 per family each year because of this problem. In 2017, the leaders of 50 large food companies decided to do something about this food waste. Some of these companies...like Walmart, Nestle, and PepsiCo, want to change all food labels by 2020. They want to make it easier for people to understand the labels. They will put use by on labels, not sell by or best before. After these companies change the labels, people will probably waste less food and save more money.
Date. Date. Oh no! I forgot the date of Denise's birthday. Oh no! I forgot the date of Denise's birthday. Confuse. Confuse. Confuse, confused, confused.The man is trying to confuse the police so they won't know he stole the money. The man is trying to confuse the police so they won't know he stole the money. Company, company. Steve's company sells computers and phones.Steve's company sells computers and phones. Understand, 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 understood, understood. I don't understand your question. Can you say it again? I don't understand your question. Can you say it again?
Okay, so we have an interesting problem to talk about here. It's about throwing out food. Do we need to do it? Here in the article, it starts by saying, studies show people in the U.S. throw out 40% of their food. That's huge.
That's a lot. 研究显示呢，美国人丢弃40%的食物。那我们这边看到 studies 这个字呢，它是一个复数名词，指的是研究。
Okay, so studies are what scientists do to learn more, right?
Yes.
Okay, but what about the phrase throw out? Are people throwing their food out their windows?
No, here to throw out means、mm-hmm. to throw something away.
Okay.
也就是丢弃扔掉某个东西。
That makes sense. So people are putting 40% of their food in the garbage.
Exactly.
Okay.
But why are they doing that?
Good question. Why are they throwing out 40% of their food? That's good to eat.
Right.
Okay, here it says, that's because food expiration date labels confuse people.
所以为什么人们丢掉那么多的食物？不是他们故意的哦，那是因为食物保存期限标签使人们困惑。
Okay, you look confused.
I'm very confused.
You guys might be too. That's a hard sentence. Let's first talk about the word power word, which is date. Now, date is a noun and it's spelled D-A-T-E, date. We're going to find out more about it right now. In this sentence, the date is a certain day of the month or year, usually written as a number.Now, for example, we could say today's date is February 21st. Here's another example. Oh no, I forgot the date of Denise's birthday. One more time. Oh no, I forgot the date of Denise's birthday.
Date 在文章中是名词的用法，指的是日期。那例句说呢？哦不，我忘记 Denise 的生日日期了。Erin,、mm-hmm. let me ask you again.
Okay.
What's the date today?
The date is February 21st.
哦，今天的日期是二月二十一日。那 date 跟 day D A Y 又有什么不同呢？注意哦 ，day 指的是天，所以呢，当我问 Erin what day is it today 的时候，他会回答。
Today is Wednesday.
啊，今天是星期三。
Okay, so now that we know what a date is, what's an expiration date?
Expiration 这个名词呢，指的是截止到期。那 expiration date 就是截止到期日，就是我们说的保存期限。So most people throw their food away when it passes its expiration date.
Okay, so we know date,、mm-hmm. and we know expiration date,、mm-hmm. but the sentence also said that we see the expiration date on a label.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's another hard word.、
Mm-hmm. Label 在文章中当名词用是标签的意思。在拼这个字的时候特别小心啊，它是 L-A-B-E-L,、mm-hmm. label.
Okay, so the expiration date labels...can confuse people.、Mm-hmm. Now, if you're confused, that's okay, because we're going to teach you what the word confuse is all about. Here, confuse is a verb, and it's spelled C-O-N-F-U-S-E, confuse. Let's learn more about it now. The verb confuse means to make something or someone not think clearly or not understand something in a clear way.Sometimes hard math problems can confuse people. Or hearing someone speak a different language can confuse people. Here's an example sentence. The man is trying to confuse the police so they won't know he stole the money. One more time. The man is trying to confuse the police.So they won't know he stole the money.
Confuse 这个动词是使困惑。那如果是要做过去式或过去分词的话，字尾加 d 就可以了。例句说到呢，那个男子试图混淆警察，这样他们才不会发现是他偷的钱。那 confuse 的形容词用法怎么办呢？我们要在字尾加一个 d 变成 confused. I'm confused.
Okay.
我感到困惑，或者是呢，我们在 confuse 的字尾把 e 去掉，加上 ing 变成 confusing， 那就是令人觉得困惑的。The labels are confusing.
Mm-hmm. So the labels are confusing. I am confused. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not the only problem. Not just these confusing dates. Okay. Here it also says they—that's people in the U.S.—also、
yeah.
waste 1500 US dollars per family each year because of this problem.
Oh, 因为这个问题，也就是食物保存期限的标签会混淆大众，让每个美国家庭一年浪费了$1,500。
Okay, here's a question. Is waste another way of saying throw out?
Yes, waste means 浪费，它是一个动词的用法。
Okay, so what we're saying here is that it's like they're throwing out all that money.
Yes.
Because the food is worth $1,500 and they're just throwing it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could use that money for something else.
Right. So, $1,500 per family, that's a lot.
It is. Now, what do we mean by $1,500 per family?
Per means each.
Okay.
每一个，所以是每一个家庭每年浪费这么多的钱。
Okay, now we also saw that people waste money because of this problem.
Mm-hmm. Because of, 它是一个介系词片语，因为的意思。那记得哦 of 后面呢、啊，因为它是一个介系词，所以后面只能加上名词或是动名词。Because of your help,、
mm-hmm.
I finished my work earlier yesterday.因为有你的帮助，我昨天比较早做完工作。但是如果你说，哎，我们要加的是子句怎么办呢？那用 because 就可以了。Because you helped me with my work yesterday, I was able to finish earlier.
Great. Okay, let's find out what we can do to fix this problem. The article says, in 2017, the leaders of 50 large food companiesDecided to do something about this food waste.
在2017年的时候呢，50家大型的食品公司老板决定对这样的食物浪费问题做出处理。
Okay, so let's check out the word company. We saw 50 large food companies. Company is a noun. It's spelled C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, company. Let's find out more about it now.A company is a business that sells goods or services. For example, some companies, like Nike, can sell sports clothes or sports equipment. But some companies can offer services, like someone gives you a haircut. That's a service. Here's an example. Steve's company sells computers and phones. One more time.Steve's company sells computers and phones.
Company 在文章中指的是公司，那是一个可数名词哦。所以我们文章中讲到50 companies， 字尾 y 被去掉了，加上了 ies。那我们例句章当中提到的是呢 ，Steve 的公司贩卖电脑以及手机。那另外 company 还可以当作陪伴，那它就是个不可数名词了。For example, my friend always keeps me company.、我的朋友总是陪伴我。
Okay, well, one more thing, Elsie.、
Mm-hmm.
That sentence said the companies want to do something about food waste.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, waste is a noun, right?
Right. Waste can be a verb、mm-hmm. or a noun.
Okay.
那这里呢 waste 是名词的用法。
Okay, now let's find out more about some of these 50 companies. Here it says, some of these companies, like Walmart, Nestle, and PepsiCo, want to change all food labels by 2020.
哦，这些公司像是沃尔玛、雀巢，还有百事可乐，都想要在2020年前更换所有的食物标签。
Okay, now there's a good reason that they're going to change these labels.、
Mm-hmm.
Here it says they, that's the companies this time, they want to make it easier for people to understand the labels.
他们想要让人们呢能够更简单的去了解这些标签。
Okay, so we want to understand these labels. Understand is our last word power word today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a verb and it's spelled UNDERSTAND.Understand. Let's find out more about it. To understand means to know the meaning of something by learning or experiencing it. Now, if you don't understand what the teacher tells you, you don't know what the teacher says. So, you can study it or ask the teacher to show you more about it. By reading about something or doing something,You can learn how it works. Then you understand it. Here's an example sentence. I don't understand your question. Can you say it again? One more time. I don't understand your question. Can you say it again?
Understand 是动词了解的意思。那过去式跟过去分词请把 stand 改成 stood。所以三态是 understand, understood, understood。例句说呢我不明白你的问题你可以再说一次吗
Okay, so how are they going to change these labels? They want people to understand.
Yep.
Here the article says they will put use by、mm-hmm. on labels, not sell by or best before.
Oh, so they will put the label use by to replace the sell by or best before.
Okay, so what do the old labels say?
Old labels.以前的标签呢是说 sell by 在某日之前卖出、mm-hmm. 或者是他们会说 best before 在某日之前为最佳品尝时间
Okay, and the new bottles will say use by、
mm-hmm. 代表的是使用至某时间 Okay, so let's now go to Matchbox to learn more about them
妈妈们呢，绝对呢都有勤俭持家的美德，东西呢不到最后一刻绝不放手。艾莎，我本人呢就曾经在冰箱里面哦看过高龄五岁的 XO 酱，已经看不出来到底黑色是它的本体，还是呢它已经发霉了。虽然说啊罐头这种东西本来就是保存期限长，但还是提醒大家。开封后尽快食用哦，再冰的冰箱也无法阻止它生锅。即使真爱能拯救一切，也绝对无法拯救你的罐头。这个时候呢，我们只能 let it go, let it go, 坏掉的东西 let it go。没有错，比冰箱还冰就是我，冰雪女王艾莎。讲这么多，最重要的呢，就是东西记得买或吃之前要看保存期限。坏掉的东西，你得汤价。英文里面呢，期限的说法有一堆哦。最专业的说法，我们可以呢说 expiration date。这个说法呢，它也可以指这个截止日期。例如呢，我们信用卡的到期日、报名截止日，或者是呢我们今天讲的食物的到期日。如果呢专门指食物的话呢，我们可以看到在包装上面会印一些有效期限的字眼咯。英文呢，英文里面呢，我们就说 use by date, use by date, 有效期限。你呢会看到包装上面印呢 use by, 后面呢再接上一个日期，例如呢我们会看到说 use by November 20th, 2018,就是呢在2018年的11月20号之前呢一定要吃完了、哦、有效期限呢就表示了我们超过了就不能吃了，所以呢你一定要在我们的这个时间之前吃掉。但是呢我们在包装上面呢也时常看到其他的用法了，比方说呢像是 sell by 后面再加上一个日期， sell 呢就是卖东西的意思了，所以 sell by 就表示呢在这个日期之前可以卖，超过的话它必须要下架。所以呢我们中文有的时候也会翻译为下架日期，下架日期呢它通常会比有效期限来早的一点咯。类似的用法呢还有最佳赏味期这样的说法咯，我们英文里面呢就说 best before, 建议在这个时间之前吃，但是呢超过不代表它坏掉了。 OK, best before 呢我们后面一样加上日期，像是呢 best before March 5th2019, 就表示呢在2019年的3月5号之前吃掉最好，这样子你都分得出来了吗？下次注意看有效期限，别把冰箱的东西留到发霉啦。
Okay, so when the labels say when the food really goes bad, not the date that the store should sell it,、
mm-hmm.
this will help people.
Yeah.
Okay, so after, here in the article it says, after these companies change the labels, people will probably waste less food and save more money.
所以呢，在这些公司更换标签之后，人们呢，应该是会浪费比较少的食物，并且省下更多的钱。
And that is good news for everyone.
Right.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our article. We're going to finish up now with today's review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to review time. Going to do something a little bit different today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something, anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Elsie will have to think about what I say, and she will have to connect that thing with one of today's word power words.
Okay. And you and me, we can do it together.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, here's an idea.
Okay.
Here's your first one. This one, quite easy.McDonald's.
麦当劳、
麦
当劳 is a company.
Company, that's right. Today's word power word was company.
公司
Okay, now you do one for me.
What's 9537573?
I don't know.
So you are feeling very...
That math problem was, it confused me.
I just confused you.
Right.
我让你觉得很困惑，对不对啊？
Okay.
我讲了一串数字，你不知道我在说什么。
Okay, I have a sentence for you.
Okay.
I know what the phrase sell by means.
You know it,、so you understand what the meanings is, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is February 29?
2月29号那是一天一个日期 It's a date.
Ah, that one was a little too easy, okay? You give me one.
These shoes smell bad. So what I just did confused
it
you
did.
Again.
I think you're just speaking nonsense.
So, right. Sorry, I used confused again.
Okay, that's all right. Well, you guys can do this to your friends too. There's so many dates out there. There's so many ways to confuse people.
Right.
Play this game with your friends and your classmates, but we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Is it time to throw out that food? Maybe not.
Studies show people in the U.S. throw out 40% of their food. That's because food expiration date labels confuse people. They also waste $1,500 per family each year.Because of this problem. In 2017, the leaders of 50 large food companies decided to do something about this food waste. Some of these companies, like Walmart, Nestle, and PepsiCo, want to change all food labels by 2020. They want to make it easier for people to understand the labels.They will put use by on labels, not sell by or best before. After these companies change the labels, people will probably waste less food and save more money.
Date. Date. Oh no!I forgot the date of Denise's birthday. Oh no, I forgot the date of Denise's birthday. Confuse, 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 confused, confused. The man is trying to confuse the police so they won't know he stole the money.The man is trying to confuse the police so they won't know he stole the money. Company, company. Steve's company sells computers and phones. Steve's company sells computers and phones. Understand, Understand. Understand, understood, understood. I don't understand your question. Can you say it again? I don't understand your question. Can you say it again?